Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back, Dr. Michael Sala with us. George Norrie here. Dr. Sala is a pioneer in the development of exopolitics. He was an assistant professor of research in residence in the School of International Service at the American University from 1996 to 2004. He has a PhD in government from the University of Queensland, Australia. He's also the founder of the Exopolitics Institute, a not-for-profit organization that analyzes the political implications of extraterrestrial life. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. Michael, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning, George.
How many times has this been for you on the program?
I think we actually had our first interview in 2003, so it's been 20 years. Time has flown, and I think we've done interviews a couple of times a year, so
absolutely
a lot.
Long times. How have you been? What's new?
Well, definitely I've been monitoring what's going on in the kind of exopolitical field, and it has been really wild just how much the UFO issue has now become mainstream. People questioning what they're all about, where they could be from. I mean, the extraterrestrial explanation is now being seriously considered, which is a big, big change from 20 years ago when anyone talking about UFOs and extraterrestrial life in academia or Congress or the mainstream media was ridiculed. Now it's like, well, it's taken much more seriously.
Those objects that we shot down a month or so ago after the Chinese balloon was shot down, they're not saying too much about them anymore. How come?
Yeah, well, that really, to me, was a pivotal point in American history. I think that's when a lot of people suddenly realize that this UFO phenomenon is real, and it's very, very interesting how it was shaped, how the whole event was kind of presented in the mainstream media as these UFOs after, like, the last couple of years. We've had these congressional meetings, we've had a number of media reports about a new office discussing UAPs, and UAPs were supposed to be the scientific term, more neutral term to discuss the UFO phenomenon. But yet the mainstream media, when these objects were shot down, were describing them as UFOs. And that's very interesting that, you know, that kind of terminology came back. It was like someone wanted the public to kind of consider UFOs as objects that, you know, could be extraterrestrial in origin. And, you had the mainstream media kind of like wrestling with that, you know, some wanting to say, well, they could be extraterrestrial, they could be Russian, they could be Chinese, but, yeah, we don't know what they are. And I think that's very significant. It was like, there was, I think what's behind them is that these were craft that had been manufactured by some company, some corporation,
mm-hmm.
and you know, whether it was just being flight tested or whether they were part of an operation, that's not clear. But definitely, people were given these images in the mainstream media that these could be a threat, and that kind of played into the whole last couple of years when the UAPs were being presented as this national security threat. So you have to kind of put two and two together there and question, well, is someone releasing these objects because they want the American public to believe that there's this UFO threat out there, and while they're not going as far as saying that it's extraterrestrial, they're still leaving the origin question kind of open. And I think it's the beginning of something major.
They've sure hushed it up pretty quickly, though, didn't they?
Well, they got people talking about it, and I think it was really to test the reaction. How would people react to it? And, we had saturation media coverage. Everyone was focused on it, and people's attention was diverted away from other things like the war in Ukraine, which is now starting to turn, Seymour Hersh's story about the Nord Stream pipeline.
Yeah.
So it does seem that the UFO issue was being used to kind of like distract people from other things that the deep state didn't want the public to focus on. And right now, you know, we're experiencing what could be a banking collapse, and Nord Stream and Ukraine are big issues. So UFOs are being played, and I think that's always been part of the game plan, that UFO disclosure, the truth about UFOs wouldn't come about because all of a sudden the deep state, you know, had a change of heart and wanted to reveal the truth. I think they would have released some of the information in a way that would promote their agenda in other ways. So I think that's probably what we're seeing with the whole shootdowns. And, I think much more is to come.
What do we know about Commander of NORAD, General Glenn Van Herk?
Well, he's a really interesting figure. I mean, he has enormous power as the four-star U.S. general in charge of Northern Command and NORAD, and both of those really are vital for controlling airspace in the United States, and also being in charge of the United States in a continuity of government emergency. And what that means is if the U.S. government was decapitated in some way through some kind of attack or other kind of catastrophe, that the continuity of government would place General Van Herk in charge of running it all and getting everything in the United States up to a point where it can function smoothly, making sure that the people are in place, and he would be the overall kind of military commander for that. So he was pretty well unknown up until these UFO shootdowns, because these shootdowns were, as best as I have been able to find out, these were the first time NORAD had shot down craft over North America, over the United States and Canada. So NORAD is a military cooperation between the United States and Canada to protect the North American airspace, and so NORAD shooting down these three UFOs and the kind of big balloon that that I think China did say that it was theirs, but you know, not everyone agrees. But nevertheless, those four things were shot down by NORAD, and that was the first time NORAD had operated. And General Van Herk all of a sudden was elevated from being this kind of mysterious figure or this unknown figure that was in charge of NORAD and Northern Command, to all of a sudden he being interviewed and being kind of discussed in the major media. So everyone got to learn about this General Van Herk, which I found to be very, very curious, because you know, not everyone knows who the different commanders are of America's 11 combatant command.
Right, right. Very low-key.
You know, now all of a sudden people know about him.
Now tell us about the Galactic Federation, Michael.
Well, you know, the Galactic Federation, contactees have been talking about that for many, many years. And what changed was that in December 2020, you had that extraordinary interview with Professor Haim Eshed, the founder of Israel's space program. And he's the guy that actually was behind Israel sending up military satellites, and over a career of three decades, he got to be involved at the highest level of military satellite technology and got to work with National Reconnaissance Office in the United States. He says that during the latter part of the Trump administration, that the Galactic Federation was communicating with Trump, and Trump wanted the Galactic Federation to reveal itself, but the Federation said that the United States or our planet wasn't ready yet, that we weren't at a level of technological development which would allow the revelation of extraterrestrial life without there being kind of like too much societal disruption. So, you know, he was the one that put the Galactic Federation on the map. But what I thought was really curious timing was that this General Van Herk, he was seen apparently with a representative of this Galactic Federation receiving a disclosure plan that the Galactic Federation is continuing to kind of like operate behind the scenes at the highest level of U.S. government. Previously, it was with the Trump administration. Now it's working with this General Van Herk. And apparently he was given a something like a thumb drive with a lot of information on it concerning disclosure. And that happened just before General Van Herk was seen just before this series of UFO shootdowns at this continuity of government facility called Raven Rock Mountain Complex in Pennsylvania in the Blue Ridge Mountains, that he was apparently seen there meeting with this Galactic Federation representative. And that this base has a spaceport below it where this Galactic Federation representative's spacecraft was parked. And that, you know, that's very, very interesting because Raven Rock Mountain Complex has been seen in the past with UFOs, that there have been UFOs sighted, and this has been documented by MUFON. So all of this kind of like is very suggestive that something concerning UFO disclosure involving the Galactic Federation and this General Van Herk are connected, and that this in some way was also related to the UFO shootdown. So, you know, something almost seems to be like the opening act of something much bigger that's coming down the pipeline.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It is a professor from Harvard University, Avi Loeb. Do you know him?
I know of him. I haven't met him, but he's been on the map for the last few years in terms of this interstellar object, Oumuamua,
which today they said was just a natural object. They came out and said that today.
Well, I think a lot of astronomers have been saying that from the beginning, but Professor Loeb, unless he's changed his position, he's been saying from the beginning that he believes that this was an artificial object. That he looked at the way it accelerated as it was passing through our solar system and its shape and other characteristics to come up with the idea that this is an interstellar object. And
I think he's still saying that too. He hasn't changed.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I thought. And so, yeah, he believes it's an artificial object, and it's very interesting that Oumuamua is the Hawaiian word for kind of like advanced scout craft, some sort of object coming in advance to kind of like survey the territory.
Pave the way, right?
Yes, exactly. And he, Professor Loeb, just the last couple of weeks wrote a joint paper with Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, who's the head of the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. That's the office that was just created last year to provide reports to the U.S. Congress on UFOs, or UAPs, as they're still called in officialdom. And they wrote about the possibility that these UFOs, or what is being seen by many scientific instruments, actually may be motherships. And that really got my attention, because it's like, well, this is the first time you've got you've got a senior official, Sean Kirkpatrick, that runs the Arrow office, which is located in the Pentagon, and you've got Professor Avi Loeb, who's the former chief astronomer or head of the astronomy department at Harvard University. He now heads the Galileo project. They're openly speculating that some UFOs may be motherships or
releasing little ones, right?
That these little objects that are being sighted, some of them might be probes, actually derive or originate from motherships that have arrived in our solar system. So to me, this is really groundbreaking, because this is the first time you've actually had public officials speculating about extraterrestrial motherships in our solar system. And that kind of matches what I've been told by my sources, various sources, saying that since early 2021, a number of extraterrestrial motherships have arrived in our solar system, and they're here to oversee a major transition in planetary affairs on Earth.
There's a congressman out of Tennessee, Tim Burchett, who has apparently gone on record talking about recovered alien spacecraft and bodies. What do we know about this?
Well, you know, that I thought that was a really interesting development. I mean, that he is going on the record saying that there are these recovered spacecraft and bodies, and openly speculates whether these are being reverse engineered. And what he's talking about here is a briefing, an informal briefing given to the U.S. Congress by a Dr. Eric Davis around 2019, when he traveled to Congress, and people were very interested in the Tic Tac sightings, and they wanted to get more information. And so this Eric Davis, who has been working at the kind of cutting edge of future technology, Eric Davis was asked to give a briefing, a kind of informal briefing, because I don't think he held or he holds an official government position at the moment, but he is involved in some major scientific think tanks looking at future technologies. And so he went in and he talked about an incident that he was told about by a former three-star general, General Thomas Wilson, who he met with in 2002, and they had a discussion about a major U.S. corporation, probably Lockheed Martin. I mean, that wasn't admitted, but it's very likely either Lockheed or Northrop Grumman.
Boeing, maybe.
Exactly. Having a captured extraterrestrial spacecraft, and that it is studying it and trying to reverse engineer it.
Well, we've always heard rumors that we had these things, didn't we?
Well, that's right. Of course, the most famous, of course, is the 1947 Roswell crash. I mean, there have been many, many very credible people coming forward, researchers chronicling the whistleblower testimonies of hundreds of people talking about the Roswell craft. And of course, that's always been speculation. But you have this incident where this. This scientist meets with a former three-star general who headed the Defense Intelligence Agency and wanted to learn more about this craft. Apparently, even the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency didn't know what was happening in the secure vaults of this corporation that had its hands on a captured extraterrestrial spacecraft.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.